Welcome to the Balanced Wellness Solutions Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Courtney Ciccoletti, your pharmacist turned functional medicine practitioner and integrative nutrition health coach. I'm on a mission to help others find alternative solutions to the chronic issues that far too often consume our lives. Balance is an individual journey that looks different for everyone. So on this show, I sit down with other leaders in the wellness space to discuss ways you can achieve it. We tackle topics like recovering from chronic illness, developing habits to improve mental health, and even how natural remedies like CBD can help aid in the healing process. It's time to find a solution to balance your wellness. Welcome back, everyone. Today, I am here with Nikki Glure. Nikki is the owner of Nikki Fitness. She's the author of Slimnastics Workout and Squirrel Yoga for Sunshine on Amazon and the star of 15 fitness videos. She's been seen on Live with Kelly and Michael, The New York Times, Good Morning America, Women's Health, US Weekly, Fit Pregnancy, Women's Day, just to name a few. Welcome, Nikki. How are you?
I'm great. How are you? Thanks for having me.
I am so glad you are on today. I'm so excited to chat with you. Tell me, when did all of this start? Your career started as a publicist, right? And
actually, as far as wellness is concerned and being a group fitness instructor, that pretty much started when I was a college cheerleader at Syracuse University. And when I was at Syracuse, I majored in broadcast journalism. And as soon as I got a job in Syracuse working in TV news, it snowed about a foot every single day. And so I was missing the practices that I went to. I just had to show up to cheerleading practice and be with my friends. And if not, I was in trouble, right? So you had to have a workout. So I said, how can I recreate that? So that's when I became a group fitness instructor so that I could be, you know, forced to show up at the gym because people were waiting for me. I didn't want to get fired. I got paid to do it and a free gym membership on top of it. So that's sort of how I continued, you know, staying in shape when you have a stressful job and it snows every 5 minutes. And so from then I became a yoga certified instructor as well. So I was teaching everything from like boot camps, treadmill classes to yoga, moved to Boston, got my yoga certification there, then moved to New York City. And I worked there for 10 years. I taught class at Crunch in New York City. And I began shooting fitness videos, and I was a regular on Fox and Friends. So like once a week, I would go on as their fitness contributor. And I was teaching classes, but I was really into like, I created an app. And now all my fitness videos are on YouTube for free, actually. Everything from walking workouts to booty camp to workouts for pre and postnatal, anti-aging, yoga, you name it. So, and then during COVID, I wrote the children's book, Squirrel Yoga for Sunshine. So my daughter is in that video with me as well.
That's so amazing, especially that you can incorporate your work with your children. So the fact that you were able to do both and enjoy your time with her and have other moms do that, because as a mom, especially with younger children, it's so hard to make that time for yourself or without feeling guilty trying to sneak out to the gym or have to hire a babysitter. And then you get the mom guilt of, hey, I'm not present. So the fact that you can do your workouts with the kids, that's awesome.
Yeah. And sometimes, you know, either you're trying to incorporate them with you, but there's not something to hold their attention, or you're trying to do your workout and they're like climbing on you and mommy, 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 mommy. So I had been teaching yoga to kids, but I found that instead of just being like, let's do this pose and let's do this pose, if there was a story that brought them from start to finish, they paid much more attention. They were engaged, and there was even like some counting in there because you use your breath to blow away the clouds. The squirrel and she finds all of her friends and does the poses that are the animals. So it just really helped create a cohesive way to get the kids to really want to do yoga and be fit.
That's great. And it also sets a precedence of like when kids are younger and, you know, getting them into this mindset when they're younger, you know, fitness, seeing mom work out, incorporating it into their lives. It's something that they're going to carry throughout life and say, hey, this is the way to go. This is what we do as part of our daily routine. We're getting fit, we're exercising, we're keeping the body moving. And mm-hmm. It's kind of setting things up for a healthy lifestyle all around, which is
awesome. Yeah, I was just going to say, instead of it being an option of something, oh, I could work out, if they see mom and dad working out every day, they just normalize it. So it's just something you do as part of your lifestyle.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. It's just normalized. And this is what we do. It's part of, you know, just, and then when you're doing things, working out, keeping the body active, it puts you in the mindset of, hey, we're going to eat healthy. We're going to do all of these things, get a good night's sleep, and just do all the well-rounded things in general. So I love it.
Spring is coming up. Tell our listeners, what is a good way of your, all of your videos that you have online, like the different options for people to have that they can check out to see whether it's with, you know, getting ready for the warm weather, bikini season, whether it's doing workouts for mom, like what options do people have? And, you know, what are some things that you would suggest for people to start to kind of, you know, shift into the spring season?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So many times in the winter, people eat comfort food and they hibernate and don't get to the gym or get to work out if you're an outside working out person. So first of all, it's funny that we talk about winter. I have a seasonal affective disorder workout that is just cardio. So you get the cardio endorphins. I shot it on the beach in Mexico, in Tulum, Mexico, and it's just half an hour. And you, it has winter themed moves like moguls and speed skater, mountain climbers, things like that. So that will get, help get you through the last few cold days of March. And then for beginners, I have two walking workouts, one with weights and without. And that's good for anti-aging or for pre and postnatal, or if you're, you know, have just not worked out for several months and been hibernating, or if you're recovering from an injury. So it's like just taking a walk with your friend, and I add some lunges and things like that in it. So you are getting a workout and your heart rate is up, but it's not intimidating. It's not tough on your joints. And then the one with weights has weights and a band, like a tubing, exercise tubing. So you get a full body workout, including our muscles. And so then I have a stability ball workout. If people have that at home, which I did while I was away this weekend, and my abs were just killing me right now, because you don't use a stability ball all the time. When you do, it shocks your body and it's great cross training. So I have a stability ball workout that doesn't have any cardio. A booty camp workout for glutes. So that's something you would do, my hardcore abs and booty camp. That is something you do as a little more advanced once you get through the walking workouts. And that's with heavier weights. It's a high intensity interval training in between the multitasking sculpting moves. So it's cardio, toning with both of those. Every single move works that body part. So for booty camp, every single move works your glutes, but also it's glutes and triceps, glutes and biceps, glutes and pushups, planks. It's all incorporated in there. So you get a full body workout, but every single move hits that area. So you're guaranteed to be sore and to get in shape in that area. And then I also have some yoga videos, hip opener, heart opener. I have one coming up for Earth Day. So that's about namaste nature and really being connected, because this time of the year in spring, people want to be outside. They want to be thinking about birds chirping and the wind and the sunshine on you. And it just helps with your outlook altogether. So those are a few of those. I also have a wedding workout for brides coming up in June. People want to start getting ready now for their weddings. So that's a destination wedding workout. We just had the Oscars last night. I have a red carpet runway workout. So as a former publicist and a current publicist still, it's the six moves that see the spotlight the most, and is also posing tips. So, you know, with all of our iPhones and all of the, you know, parties you go to, having like a step and repeat backdrop or a red carpet or things like that, even for birthdays, this is just a way to get in shape and feel great and confident.
I love that you have something for everyone, literally something for everyone. And a big thing that I, you know, work with my clients in the functional medicine space is balancing cortisol. And there's so many different things that people do sometimes that they don't realize when they're working against themselves. And a lot of times it's like HIIT training or thinking that people need to like crush it with cardio. And if they're, you know, if they're maxed out with stress and their cortisol is off and they're not sleeping well, and they're kind of stressing out their adrenals more. I love that you have different workouts that, you know, that people can do to incorporate that in. But a big thing that I work with my clients with, especially women that are kind of hitting that like perimenopausal age, when bone density starts to, you know, decline and estrogen levels are dropping. And a big thing I always stress to my clients is doing weight resistance training. And, you know, whether it's lifting light, lifting heavy, can you talk a little bit about your experience with that? I think that so many women think, well, I don't want to lift heavy or even lift weights at all because it's going to make me bulky and I don't want to feel that. So I don't know. I want to debunk that myth.
Yeah, so many people just take spin classes or just take Pilates or just do bar with these tiny little weights. And that's fine, but really do want to cross train. And I love lifting heavy. It makes you feel so powerful. I'm only 5'2". I'm petite. And when I was a cheerleader in college, I had great leg muscles because I was always, you know, throwing yourself up under the guys, but they had stunts where I would be on like a guy's shoulders and somebody else next to me, same thing. And then they'd throw another girl up on top of us. And we had to hold one sneaker on their arms while we're standing on a guy's shoulders. And I was always the one that the arm was going down because my arm muscles weren't very strong. And so after that, I really started lifting with heavy weights and I love it. You just feel, I mean, on an airplane, for example, functional. We don't need a man to help us bring our carry-on down. They're like, people are like, do you need help? I'm like, oh no, I got it. I do this for a living. And I'm like, do you need help with yours? Because you're strong, you can just do the functional things better. Playing with your kids, getting down, squatting, as far as bone density goes as well. If you're petite, especially, you need to focus on that. So not only does lifting strong, heavy weights, not only does that burn more calories, but the muscle continues the afterburn. And when you feel strong, your posture is better. You know, it kind of corrects that slumping that some people get if they do a lot of forward pushing exercises like push-ups and planks, and they're not working their trapezius and rhomboids or their lumbar for, you know, any reason. So posture is really important through yoga and through lifting with heavy weights. And if you have to start with a trainer, if you're intimidated by it, do that. Take fitness classes. Like at Equinox, we have a class called Stronger. I taught today Metcon 3, which is metabolic conditioning. And it's all those like heavy weights. And we're doing like clean and presses where you're squatting down and throwing this heavy weight to the ceiling. And it just, you feel so much power. And you feel like a superhero afterwards. It's just really important to not just lift the 3-pound weights and go to the spin class all the time.
I hear you on that. Is there a, you know, when the body is actually shifting into this, so let's just say somebody is not familiar with weightlifting and they're deciding to start to incorporate in this. Is there a time frame where people, or almost to kind of explain what people can expect, like when you start to like lift and your muscles start to kind of change and you're getting more defined look, is it like what's actually going on in the muscle that is causing, like, you kind of like bulk up before you bulk down. How does that work in the body? And like, what is like a good time frame when people should start to see like slimming down? A lot of times if it's people that feel like they have that midsection belly fat, that 10 pounds they can't lose, or they just feel like they have their bingo arms or whatever they're called, but they have that little, you know, the fat under the arms that people are feel like that they don't have in control. Like, what's a good time frame for people to kind of think like when they're lifting, like, and how often should they be lifting, you know, during the week and incorporating, you know, should they be incorporating cardio with it?
Mm-hmm. So if you're a beginner, I would start out with, you know, a trainer or with weight machines so that you're just stabilizing and isolating that one body part. And maybe you don't go into it so that your entire body is so sore for the next week. So start slow, start with lower weights. Maybe start with like a 10 pound or an 8 pound, even if you're used to working the 3 pound weights, and then 3 times a week, as you get stronger, you increase the weight to maybe 15 pounds for bicep curls or whatever, but you can also add multitasking moves, which will increase the burn. So you'd be doing lunges with a bicep curl instead of just sitting down and doing a bicep curl or standing up. So not only will you hit more spots in a quicker fashion, you can cut an hour-long workout into half an hour, which is what I do on my videos with multitasking toning moves. So you want to work your arms, your core, your legs all at the same time once you get stronger. And then also one of my favorite quotes is, abs are made in the kitchen. So just because you're working out, some people are like, well, now I can eat whatever I want, which is not the case, especially if you're getting older, premenopause, et cetera. So you want to, and one great thing about working out, we talked about before, it's sort of a trickle down. If you're working out, then you want to have, you know, the green tea, which I'm having right now, instead of, you know, a frappuccino, with lots of calories and sugar. You want to have your salads and your healthy food because it just creates this ongoing wellness lifestyle. And not having the bad food, the processed food, making sure you're not eating right before bed, that will help you see the results. So after about 3 months, you'll see your body changing. And it's not all about the scale, because what muscle does weigh more than fat. But when you're working out as well, we talked about the multitasking moves, you want to work the different fibers in the muscles. That means moving in different planes of motion. So you could do a overhead shoulder press, but then you could also do a side raise and then a forward lift or throw kettlebell swings into it. So you're working the fibers of the muscle differently. You're not just always doing overhead presses for your shoulders and that's it. For biceps, you can lift up and down in hammer curl fashion where your palms are facing in. You can have your palms facing out in a regular curl. You can have your palms facing really far away from you with your elbows into your ribs and lift there, because the longer the lever, the harder it is. And you're working those different areas of the muscle. And then I love the move too, where you go in and out with your biceps bent halfway, your arms bent halfway in and out. So that is hitting the muscle in all different ways, challenging it, confusing it. And then you'll really start to see the toning, but also the fat over the muscle. You can incorporate high intensity interval training, cardio, long walks, and then really just eat fruits and vegetables and lean protein.
That's awesome. What's a good amount of protein just in general for a goal for men, a goal for women? Especially, I think a lot of our women are like women in the, you know, like perimenopausal kind of menopausal age, where like, what's a good like protein requirement on the daily should be kind of like a focus when you're lifting weights and doing the balance, you know, when you're exercising, at least getting movement every day, and especially getting, you know, at least the 3 days a week of the weight training in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm not, I like to answer that in a way that doesn't require people to count calories or count grams of protein. I think that as long as your protein sources are lean and you're getting it before and after your workout, that is going to be important. So maybe like a hard boiled egg. And then maybe after your workout, you have like a tuna salad that doesn't have a lot of mayonnaise and fattening things. Then, you know, in the afternoon, maybe you're having some chicken or salmon on a salad, and a lean dinner that's not too late at night, and getting to bed at a reasonable time. You know, I go to bed at 9:30 every night. Never thought I'd say that, but it's, you know, I have kids, and, if as long as you get a good night's sleep, it's your beauty rest. Your muscles have to recover after working out that hard. So it's sort of a whole altogether thing.
It is. And I love that you just said that. And, you know, kind of just to, you know, come full circle and wrap everything up, you know, looking at life from that balance and making it a lifestyle, not a, I always, when I'm working with my patients, my clients, like, I hate diet. I hate the term diet. It's always about nutrition and lifestyle and not about the calorie counting, just looking at the quality of something that you're eating. Like you said, doing a hard boiled egg, having a tuna salad, that's not a lot of mayonnaise, these things that are ways to incorporate, you know, healthy foods into our lifestyle, our balance on and off the plate, getting that sleep. Same thing here. I'm in bed at 9:30 by 10 o'clock every night. And like you said, at this point in my life, I can't believe that I'm that person who I used to be up until, you know, midnight working and trying to put everything together and really honing in on it, because sleep is everything. You know, if that's off, it throws everything in your body off, especially your cortisol levels, which in turn creates that belly fat, messes with your circadian rhythm, causes the stress, and it's a cycle. So when you're putting it all together, eating right, getting your daily movements in, getting a good night's sleep, it really is, like you said, it's your beauty rest. Like, your body needs that time to like regenerate. Your lymphatic system just needs that to kind of shut down and rest too.
And some other things I forgot to mention. I think people, when they're trying to eat healthy and incorporate protein, think about spices. Like hot pepper, think about dried cranberries. How can you add flavor to things? For example, a tuna salad, a lot less mayonnaise than you used to put in, but make sure there was celery, maybe dried cranberries for a little sweet, maybe a little red pepper flakes. So you have sweet, spicy, salty. It creates just a better, lower calorie, healthier, and adding turmeric and black pepper, for example. Anti-inflammatory. The other thing is probiotics. I always have a smoothie in the morning with kefir. And we mentioned this earlier. We both took the integrated nutrition school certification. So really got into probiotics then. And kefir is just, it sort of looks like a cross between sour cream and milk, but it's live cultures. You can take the supplements as well. There's gummies. So getting your probiotic, even like sourdough bread, people used to think bread is the worst. I can't eat white bread, sourdough bread, sauerkraut, you know, fermented foods. It's really important to have your gut biome working well, so you don't have that bloating. because some people will be like, oh, I'm working out my abs all the time. I'm, you know, I should be have a flat stomach. And it's like, well, are you eating bad food with a lot of additives to it and not necessarily having that energy from the sun that goes right into your fruits and vegetables put into your body? I like to tell people, if you go out to lunch and have like a green tea and, you know, a healthy bowl, bowls are so popular now, a really healthy bowl, notice how you feel half an hour and an hour afterwards. And then the next time you're out and you get a hamburger or something like that, how do you feel an hour later? How do you feel half an hour later? And you'd be surprised if you just, instead of paying attention to grams and calories, think about how it makes you feel. What energy are you getting from that fuel that you're putting in your body? You know, food is not a gift, it's a fuel. So ditch the cupcakes and go for raspberries, you know, because you think about how you're going to feel afterwards, and you won't have the guilt.
No, it's so true. And I love how you just put that, you know, the way you feel, nutrition is the fuel that you're, when you're putting it in, you're getting out what you put in. And it's so important because, you know, we tend to think, you know, oh, it's just a little that, a little this, and it's really about finding the balance, you know, but it's honing in and actually looking at how you feel instead of counting the calories and looking at, you know, a deficit and, you know, people thinking that they're doing good by starving themselves or not eating enough. Let me just back off the calories and back off the fat. And a lot of times what I notice is it's the preservatives and things, anything that's packaged has chemicals and preservatives, and all of those things disrupt your hormones, whether it's your sex hormones, whether it's your adrenals, whether it's your thyroid, your insulin, they all create this imbalance in the body. And that's when we start to hold on to, like, you know, to white fat in the body, because our body's kind of like encapsulating the toxins so that they're not doing bad things in the body. And it's not so much about calorie counting. It's looking at the sources of what we're eating, you know, what kind of fat are we eating? Where is this coming from? It's so important. And it's just for people to just learn how to like read labels and really, you know, slow down to say, you know, how am I going to feel after I eat this? You know, that your energy levels can, you know, determine it all.
And the quality of your food. Are you having grass-fed meat? What kind of milks are you drinking? And also with, you mentioned thyroid, if you have a thyroid issue, not a lot of people know this, but you're not supposed to have like oat milk or soy. Soy is higher in estrogen anyway, in the mornings, because it interferes with your thyroid medicine. So I have my smoothies with actual dairy, fat-free milk and the kefir. And that's what works for me. So everybody has to think about their own, what their body needs. As IIN says, it's some people's food is another person's poison. So while dairy might not be great for you, it's not good for me to have oat milk or soy. And then aside from that, I mentioned grass-fed, you know, the organic, pasture-raised, not cage-free, but pasture-raised for eggs and things like that. So if you just spend a tiny bit more on the high-quality foods and less on the chips and the muffins and whatever you have that's packaged laying around the house, that's where you should put your money.
Absolutely. I think that's definitely wise advice, because some people say, well, I don't have money to buy, you know, the, you know, pasture raised or organic something or other, or whatever they're looking at. And sometimes it's like looking at the big picture and saying, well, what could I cut back on that I'm spending money on that's packaged or not really doing my body any good, and focusing on the things that are, because quality is everything. You know, if you're putting something in that's coming from a bad source, it's, you're just kind of working against yourself.
Yeah, I mean, if you have Twizzlers and Skittles and Coca-Cola in your fridge, what are you spending on that? Put it towards organic, pasture-raised, grass-fed.
Absolutely. Well, Nikki, I thank you so, so much for being on today. These are all great topics for anybody listening. You can go on to Nikki Fitness. She has her programs on Amazon, on YouTube. You can follow along. She has, like we said, a video for any kind of fitness, whatever area you're looking at. She has something for everybody. So,
oh, and since Mother's Day coming up, I forgot to mention my baby booty camp, where it's 15 minutes that new moms, once the baby is about 2 months old, you can start working out. And as the baby gets heavier, your weight increases, your resistance increases. And it my kids did not like your little shaking and moving back and forth to calm them down when they would cry. So they like big squats and lunges. And that's how this was born. And it's just 15 minutes. There's even time for the kids to have tummy time while you're doing planks. So you have that covered for Mother's Day.
Oh my gosh. I love it. Coming up, everybody, Mother's Day. And I love it. As the baby's getting bigger, the weights are increasing. So you're getting stronger. I love it. Thank you so, so much, Nikki, for being on today. And I look forward to doing this again.
Thank you. Me too.
Thank you so much for listening to the Balanced Wellness Solutions podcast. Please leave a 5-star review if anything in this show spoke to you, or share this show with a friend to spread the word and help others find the balance they may also be searching for. Make sure to follow along with me on LinkedIn or Instagram at Dr. Courtney with a K, Ciccoletti, or check out my website at www.wellness-solutions.co to find out how we can possibly work together. Be well.